What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Can't let you go. You and I were just talking about your knee. You went into the medical tent. You came out with a brace. How is this going to affect you next week?
Yeah, well, I'm sure I'll get asked about it later. I don't know if I can answer it right now, but we're going to go enjoy. I'm going to go enjoy this win with my teammates.
Are you okay?
I finished the game.
That's Jalen Hurts. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Hurts has struggled throwing the football in these playoffs. Will that change on Sunday? Well, if it's going to, he's probably going to have to feel healthier than he did at the end of a win over the Rams in the snow, 28-22 in Philadelphia this past weekend. He threw for 128 yards. Two playoff games so far, Danny. 128 and 131. The passing totals for the Eagles, they've been carried, not just in the postseason, but all year long, by Saquon Barkley. And now the question is it seems to always be the question around Hurts, is he healthy? I said this yesterday. Tell me if you have this feeling at all.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it seem like he's done the same press conference for two straight years since the Super Bowl, where he sits there at the podium, and I love him on the mic. He is great. But it's just a bunch of reporters for 15 minutes trying to pry into how healthy he is. Him giving like subtle non-answers that makes you think he's not very healthy.
That he's a hockey player or something.
Right. Yeah. And then we just do it again the next week. I mean, he is never quite right.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a price to be paid. It's terribly poorly, really poorly drawn analogy. But like when Shaquille O'Neal was in the NBA, what was your strategy? You hit the guy, you fouled the guy. So he was always bruised and beat up and you know, sprained this, broken that, you know, just constantly getting hit. Well, when you do the brotherly shove, and you're moving around and you take as many hits as he does, it seems like that might wear on you at some point. And by the end of the year, it feels like it has for a couple straight seasons. 2 years ago, it seemed like he was right when he was in the Super Bowl, out-dueling Pat Mahomes and what ultimately would be a loss. But just always sort of feels like he's got something nagging or is beat up in some way. I don't know if this is nagging and everyone's got bumps and bruises, or this is more significant than that. We're not going to find out until what he looks like on Sunday.
I'm picking the Commanders to win the game and to get to the Super Bowl. I'm telling you guys that right now ahead of our picks on Friday. So it's going to be anticlimactic. But I do think two things. One, I think it's the magical carpet ride. I experienced this in 2018 with the Capitals and in 2019 with the Nationals. And I've been here and I smelled this and I felt this and I know what it looks like and I know what it's not. And it's not a cop. Okay? This feels like it's going to end with them in the Super Bowl. And I haven't really decided yet, but maybe with confetti falling down all around them. But I do think they're going to be there. A big reason for my confidence in this game, though, Danny, is that Hurts is just not healthy. That safety he took, go back and watch the safety again. If you guys weren't watching the game, watch that one play. He's got an outlet. He's got an option. He is slow to react. He is immobile. He just kind of turtles to protect himself. That is a play that is only really made when you're not right. But even if he was healthy, I think at this moment, their passing game, it might not be broken, but it's sprained. You know, it might not be fractured, but it's torn a little bit. It's not right. They cannot get AJ and Brown involved as much as they'd like. It's going to be freezing. I don't think it's supposed to snow in the forecast, which is good, but it's going to be in the 30s or whatever. This is not the game, I don't think, where they just start lighting it up through the air. And I'm at a point watching this offense and watching Hurts where my assessment is if you can keep him in the pocket, you can beat their passing game. For him to have success, it reminds me a lot right now of like early career Russell Wilson. You got to move the pocket. You need to get him. I don't know if it's a size and a height thing and a seeing the field thing. I have no idea. But if you can move him outside the pocket or bootleg him or something, maybe. But if he's just standing there behind the center and shotgun surveying the field, I think you win all day against their passing attack.
You got a chance to, but you know, we're not that far removed from him, you know, lighting it up for 290 yards and a couple touchdowns against Pittsburgh when they tried to do that.
We're kind of far removed from that.
But it's also not yesterday either.
7 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's not yesterday either. It's kind of my point. So, like, to me, is the cure for all what ails you getting to play Washington's pass defense? It might be.
By the way, that game you just referenced, 290 and 2 against Pittsburgh, I think that's the one plus passing performance he has had since October. Find me another one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Against Washington, 221, 18 for 20.
On the road in Philly? Or excuse me, there?
Yeah.
He was terrible in that game.
For early on, he was terrible. You're right.
Yeah, that was a
just
bad
game. I'm ripping through the numbers here. So the other thing is, though, when he's throwing 19 times a game, you're not going to have prolific numbers because they've run the hell out of it.
That's my point.
So
they've had one game. It was the Pittsburgh game that you just referenced, which was very solid, 290 and 2. Since I think it was, I looked this up last night, it was like the 14th of October or something maybe, where he had a pretty good game. It was way before Halloween. Come on. I mean, this is a stop Barkley, beat the Eagles situation right now. That's what we're talking about.
That's what it is on paper. But again, I just here's what I don't know, and you're more confident in this than I am. The way the Rams defense was playing and in the snow, Green Bay Packers defense vastly superior to Washington, greater than symbol there, is the cure for what ails you getting to go up against Washington's pass defense, where they can't stop A.J. Brown, they couldn't stop him last time, where you can't stop Devontae Smith. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe this time is different. Maybe now Washington's found something. Maybe you give a couple things up, but you're going to force a turnover here or there. Because it wasn't like they shut Detroit's passing game down.
No, and nor should they ever.
Yeah, and nobody's going to.
Right. No, they haven't shut anybody down in the playoffs. Baker Mayfield had the best day by a quarterback that got eliminated in like 7 years in terms of efficiency. But I would take you back to the Philly game against Washington at the Link. The only time he was healthy for a full game. Do you remember?
Yeah, early on, it was a struggle.
He was awful early in that game. And through three quarters in that game, they had a total of 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job on him in that game. And the reason the fourth quarter happened was not Jalen Hurts getting off. It was Saquon Barkley ripping off touchdown
runs. Going nuts.
They did a pretty good job against him. Now, A.J. Brown went bananas in the game that they had at Landover, but that was with Kenny Pickett throwing him the football, not Jalen Hurts. So I'm not saying he is incapable or that they're going up against, you know, Kelly Holcomb this week or some random quarterback.
Good Kelly Holcomb pull, by the way.
This is not that. But what I am saying is I don't think the Eagles come out and beat you throwing the football. And to be able to play a team in the NFC Championship game, it's kind of the anti-Detroit where I didn't know how you were going to get stops against those weapons and those players on offense. This is kind of a one-man band. It's a really hard thing to stop.
It's a good band, yeah.
The other question is Hurts going to be able to run on his knee? Because that's where he's actually still a legitimate weapon.
Because you saw that early, that 40-yard touchdown run,
exactly.
40-plus against the Rams.
If he can run, now you have two weapons, and now it's a whole different ballgame.
And those, to me, those RPOs are still terrifying with or without his ability to run, but you add that in as the third option potentially on some of those different things, where it can be the quick slant, which I don't think Washington can stop, Barkley, which they've stopped at times in spurts, but not for a whole game. You know, you're trying to eliminate those home runs. And then if you figure out those two, there's that third option where he's kind of sneaking out the back for, you know, double-digit yards or breaking a tackle or moving where everybody else has kind of gone. I pinched in. Oh, crap. There he goes around the right side, around the left side again. So to me, it's that multi-headed monster. If he's not explosive, all of a sudden, it's a different dynamic.
Barkley just is inevitable.
Yes.
It feels like. To your point with Washington, he scored, he went for 100 in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Here several weeks
41
ago.
Yards, I think, over the last three quarters.
And then, yeah, the rest of the game averaged less than 2 yards per carry. But he had the big ones early. The other game, it was late. They bottled him up for two quarters. It was like they committed all their resources to him, and eventually the levees broke, right? The dam just opened up, and he got his. It's going to happen. I would rather it be a running back needing 20-plus carries to get it going than a big play passing attack. The only thing that scares me in the passing game, I will say, like A.J. Brown has a Terrell Owens ability on those crossers and those drag routes. It's like Odell Beckham Jr. with more size.
Mm-hmm.
Where
it's who he reminds me of, honestly, is Owens.
Me too. It does not in any way seem like a stretch. If you told me they got man, he ran a crosser, Lattimore's trailing him, he catches a ball, makes someone miss, and goes like 67 yards for a touchdown. That's how it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be that Jalen Hurts comes out and goes 27 of 32 for 296. But it's going to be explosives. Like, they need to cut down. They gave up a 60-yard end-around touchdown this past week. We don't think about it. No, they gave up the big trick play that was amazing on the toss, shovel, whatever that thing was.
Mm-hmm.
They need to cut down on those chunks against this team.
If Saquon Barkley doesn't homer, so to speak.
Yeah.
You got a great chance.
Keep him in the ballpark.
Yeah, you got a great chance. Like, you're going to give up singles, doubles, maybe some triples. But if you prevent that, hand it off at the 25 and, you know, one burst and one guy takes a bad route and he's gone, you got a great chance to win this.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder, True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder, True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.